Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:38 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs have lost tonight to the Indianapolis Indians by a final score of 5-0. A fantastic pitching performance by Stephen Brault, the undoing for the Pigs as he goes 7 strong innings, and the Pigs' offense unable to get anything going despite a couple of good chances. And they had those chances beginning in the top of the first inning, and we'll go over that in a second on the recap. You're listening to the post-game show here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network. Sam Mines with you here. And I guess it was just one of those nights. Pigs struggled. I spent about, I'd say, close to an hour parked on the 22 on the way over here. So not every night's going to be your night, and the Pigs know that. And when you're 36-17, that means more often than not, it is your night. So the Pigs, it's a hiccup. It happens. Indianapolis is a good team. They're 29-23. Now with the win, Brault, he pitched really well. And when you think about these numbers overall, this is the first time the Pigs have dropped a series since the end of April. This is the first time the Pigs have been shut out since the first week of May. So these things were bound to happen again. You're not just going to go the entire season not getting shut out every once in a while or not losing a series every once in a while. The key to being successful is winning series, yes. But in this case, if you copy what happened last month for the Iron Pigs and you figure, hey, you lost the series, you went on to basically win every other series in the month of May, the Pigs will take that going forward. It was a tough night overall for the Iron Pigs, who just could not get anything really concretely going. In the first inning, Cam Perkins led off with a single, but Crawford and Alfaro both struck out. Now, this was a bullpen game for the Iron Pigs tonight. So it was Cesar Ramos who went the first three innings, allowing just the one hit and striking out three. So the Indians went 1-2-3 in the first and in the second. Anderson Feliz got a one-out hit in the bottom of the third inning, but nothing else. For the Pigs, they had a glorious opportunity in the third inning, however. Hector Gomez led off with a base hit, then Pedro Florimon singled. Cesar Ramos hit into a fielder's choice, erasing Gomez, but with two on and one out, Cam Perkins flew out, and J.P. Crawford grounded out to third base. In the bottom of the fourth inning and in the top of the fourth inning, each team had a two-out hit. Rhys Hoskins, however, in the top half was a double, but Nick Williams would strike out. Joey Trudasiewicz would get one in the bottom half of the inning. It was just a single, but Eric Wood would strike out. In the fifth, the Pigs went 1-2-3, as did the Indians. Then, finally in the sixth, the dam broke open for Indianapolis. The Pigs had a chance when Cam Perkins got hit by a pitch to lead off the top half of the sixth inning. However, three straight outs from Crawford, Alfaro, and Cousins stranded Perkins at first. Or second, excuse me. He did tag up on the Crawford flyout. However, in the bottom of the second inning, the Pigs or the Indians would bat around, and it would begin in this one with a Stephen Brault base hit. Yes, the pitcher helped himself out with the single. Following that Brault single, Chris Bostic would fly out. However, Austin Meadows would hit a single. Danny Ortiz would then hit a single. Joey Trudasiewicz would hit into a fielder's choice, erasing Stephen Brault, meaning the bases were loaded with two outs. And that fielder's choice is an important one, and we're going to go over that because what happened in the fielder's choice, Hector Gomez grounded a ball at third base with the bases loaded. Gomez elected to go home. Now, he could have gone to second. He could have maybe stepped on the bag himself and thrown to first. But he went to try and erase the run, the lead run. Not the worst idea. And it worked. However, the throw was high. And so the Pigs could only get the one run. And following that fielder's choice, Eric Wood got the big hit of the game.
All three lead pitches swung on and ripped on the left field line. This is trouble. If it's fair, it is fair. Landing on the warning track down the line. One runs in. A second run will score. Holding at third is Trdoslavich on a go-ahead two-out, two-run double for Eric Wood. And the Indians score first here in the rubber match tonight.
Well, it would get worse pretty quickly right then after, because following the two RBI double for Eric Wood, Barrett Barnes would join in with a two RBI double of his own.
Runners lead, pitches swung on and ripped out right center field towards the gap. That one's going to fall in and roll all the way to the wall. One run is in, Trdoslavich. Wood will follow. Holding at second with another two-run double is Barrett Barnes, and the Indians have struck for four here in the sixth inning.
An E5 would allow Jacob Stallings to then reach, but Anderson Feliz would strike out, and thus ending the inning. However, it was the end of Hobie Milner's scoreless streak. He ended up allowing the four runs on five hits and striking out one. So that would really be all Stephen Brault and the Indianapolis Indians would need. For the Pigs in the top half of the seventh, another two-out double, by Hector Gomez, but Pedro Florimon would strike out. So we head to the bottom of the seventh now, and in the bottom of the seventh, Eric Weiss pinch hitting for Stephen Brault would hit a leadoff triple. Chris Bostic would pop up, but Austin Meadows would hit one far enough, further than Bostic, which would be enough to drive in Weiss.
And the pitch swung on and hit in the air, center field deep, should be deep enough to tag the runner. Back drifts Perkins, shy of the track, and dead center field makes the catch. But able to trot home easily to score is Weiss. It's a sack fly for Austin Meadows and a 5-0 Indians lead.
5-0, and the Pigs find themselves in a bit of trouble in the eighth inning. In the top of the eighth, or they found themselves in trouble in the bottom of the seventh. They went to the top of the eighth. Featherston led it off with a walk. However, Cam Perkins flew out. Very nearly a hit, but it was a fly out. J.P. Crawford struck out, and Jorge Alfaro grounded out to the shortstop. In the bottom of the eighth inning, a one-out triple for Eric Wood would go unplated as Barrett Barnes would strike out and Jacob Stallings would ground out. In the top of the ninth inning, after back-to-back groundouts by Cousins and Hoskins, Nick Williams, who was batting for the Iron Pigs, so it was Nick for the Pigs, tried to start a little two-out bingo for the Iron Pigs, a single for Nick Williams, a single for Hector Gomez, but Pedro Florimon would pop up, or Logan Moore, who was pinch hitting, would pop up, and that would end the ballgame.
Plunges back and makes the catch, and the Indians have shut out the Pigs to take the rubber match, take the three-game series, and snap what was a franchise record 8 series winning pitch for Lehigh Valley.
So the streak of 8 in a row comes to an end for the Pigs. No runs, 7 hits, and an error. For Indianapolis, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. The Pigs, they were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position, leaving 9 on base. The Indians were 3-for-10. They left 5 on base. The teams ended up splitting their season series at 3 apiece, each team getting 2 at home. For the Pigs, Cesar Ramos was good in his spot bullpen start. 3 innings, a hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Adam Morgan was good as well in relief of the relief. 2 innings, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts. However, it was not Hobie Milner's day today. 1 inning, 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, and a strikeout. Michael Marriott would then come in, go 2 innings, give up 2 hits, and an earned run while striking out 2. Stephen Brault, the winning pitcher, he's 3-3 now, and with the loss, Hobie Milner goes to 0-1. Brault 3-3. He went 7 strong innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts. That's a key to success. No walks and 8 strikeouts is going to get you a long way as a starting pitcher. Dan Runsler went an inning, no runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. And then Dovidas Neverauskas went an inning, 2 hits, 1 walk, and nothing else doing to close out the game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 25 minutes, a crisp and clean time of game, as Stephen Brault and Cesar Ramos traded zeros for the first 3 innings, as did Morgan and Brault the next 2. However, Brault would outlast all the other Pigs pitchers. First pitch was at 7:05 in beautiful 78-degree weather with 4-mile-per-hour winds in front of 7,249 out at Victory Field in Indianapolis tonight as the Pigs fall to the Indianapolis Indians. 5-0 is your final score. So like I said, the Pigs had some chances in this one. A couple of opportunities with runners in scoring position. The double in the second inning by Dylan Cousins. Hector Gomez getting erased off of, or second and third, excuse me, in the third inning. The double by Rhys Hoskins by Hector Gomez. The runners on second in the ninth inning. Cam Perkins on second base with one out in the sixth. The opportunities were no doubt about it there for the Pigs, but they just could not take advantage tonight. The bats went cold, and you have to give a lot of credit to Stephen Brault for that, who pitched very, very well. Brault, as I said, 3-3 now on the year. Milner gets his first loss of the year, 0-1 now for the Iron Pigs. So Indianapolis is now 29-23, the Iron Pigs 36-17.